What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. Here with my co-host, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hi.
And it's already Friday for us today. You know the show's going to be
Saturday and Sunday,
but we have had a long week, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
So today we're going to talk about things that's going on in the industry, particularly in Georgia. We are seeing some major increases in rates for insurance.
Yes, for different
and
carriers,
I know
yes.
Customers may think, oh, that's great. The more I'm going to pay in insurance, the more money my agent's going to make. But I can tell you, it's not fun for us either, is it?
It's not the case.
Yeah. What's driving it, Kathy? Why are we having rate increases now?
Well, I know in the state of Georgia, they've had numerous things put out there that they haven't been profitable in the state of Georgia, especially with auto insurance. Most all the carriers in the state of Georgia have struggled with just being profitable because of all the different distracted driving and uninsured drivers, what have you.
So this has been something that's been talked about for a long time, the auto rates in Georgia. We're having, like Kathy said, you've got people that are distracted drivers.
Texting and driving.
If you just drive through Atlanta, I promise you, what percentage of billboards do you think is a personal injury attorney?
Majority.
I think it would be probably... I wouldn't be
especially
surprised.
Especially on the way to Florida on 75. They're almost all of them are.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was 65 to 70%.
Right.
So it's a very litigious society.
Yes.
And we've had that. We've seen lawsuits come through and the people, people have just passed away recently. Or we've had something that just happened the next day, boom, a lawsuit. And
right.
They're very aggressive and there's a lot of money out there to be made, evidently, because they wouldn't be paying for all these billboards if they weren't making a lot of money on it.
Right.
And they look at it like, people are entitled to compensation after they've been injured in an accident.
Right.
And we can't, we agree with that. I mean, if you cause somebody bodily injury or property damage, then you're responsible for that.
Right.
And perhaps there may be time and place where that's going to be necessary to have an attorney come review things for you. What we would like to hope that the insurance company would give somebody a fair settlement. But you start having, it's kind of arbitrary when you've got somebody's injured. You know what the medical bills are, but then they start talking about other things, pain and suffering and lost wages. And it becomes very subjective, in my opinion, when you've got other circumstances like that.
Right.
Now, if somebody's car is damaged, it should be fairly cut and dry. Okay, you've wrecked somebody's car. If they total the car, there should be a value that's established for the car. Or it's also should be a pretty hard number there for somebody that's got a repair bill because they know what the repairs were that you caused. So, yeah, I think a lot of people have seen this on the news. I mean, is this something that you're seeing? Rates are going up in Georgia. A lot of people are upset about it. I got one of our national carriers is kind of leading the charge with this. That they, what we've seen in the past is that we'll have perhaps one of our national carriers will raise rates, and then you'll see other carriers follow suit behind that.
Right.
It seems
we
like
do.
It's like that's the way. This email I got this week, they're trying to give an explanation about why are rates higher? And the number one thing that they're saying is inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think about, I'm not a politician. This is not a political show, but we're having a pretty hefty inflation now in the country. I mean, you
right.
just go to the gas pump and you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you go fill up a gas tank, somebody else is out there filling up their gas tank that's delivering a product or,
right.
Or even a service. Now, if you got to drive, that cost is going to be driven up. And where does that cost get spread to? Back to the consumer.
Consumer
pays
it. Consumer does.
Yeah. So I don't even know, that even a tax burden is pushed back on the concern. So if you have somebody that's paying taxes, that is going to be passed along to ultimately to the consumer is going to end up paying for that increase.
Right.
And that's the way it is here with insurance too, because insurance carriers are having to pay higher repair bills and whatnot.
Well, also just the part of getting parts for when you have a claim for your auto.
The supply chain.
The supply chain. You're getting parts. It's hard to get to buy. As you can see, most of your different car lots, they don't have a lot of inventory. A lot of them don't. They're trying to buy cars. They're trying to get more of an inventory.
So it's demand, supply and demand.
Yeah, just supply and demand.
The demand. I learned that, obviously when I was in business class. I mean, or even in high school. Now, you've got less of a supply.
Plus, if your house was to burn or have a claim at your house, a water issue, what have you, then just to repair everything and get it back to where it was, it's a lot more money for even like your drywall and your wood and different things like you have to have for those type of improvements or try to recover from a loss. So everybody's seen it on every aspect of what we do.
So the economy as a whole plays into what we do.
Correct.
We have, we have insurance, and I'm anticipating now that we're going to see a slowdown because I've got a cousin that's a general contractor in Atlanta, and he does refurbishing of office buildings. We're talking about skyscrapers.
Right.
So he's down there. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He said, yeah, things are kind of slowing off a little bit. Then I talked to a mortgage broker this week.
A local one.
Said that, I said, how's the mortgage business going? Oh, we're dead right now. Because I think the rate's going up. So that's going
to
drive.
And we talked to a real estate person this couple weeks ago, and they were saying things were slowing down there as well, locally.
Makes you a little scared because, we went through this in 2008.
Right.
And we don't know what we're
right. We don't know if it's going to turn like it did before, or is this going to kind of just plateau, or what we're going to do here. But
I feel very blessed that we survived through 2008.
Right.
And after, because
people did too, I guess.
Well, all of our employees did. I didn't have to lay anybody off or anything, but I'm talking about we had a lot of our customers were really hurting. We had a lot of people went bankrupt. It was just a terrible time.
Right.
So here's some statistics here. I don't know where they come from, but it's all driven by inflation. This one carrier that's taking a rate increase is saying that the average price of a used car has risen 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's significant.
That's
a huge rise. So how that will play into, an insurance claim, now that you hit somebody's car, you hit I don't know what kind of car, Kathy, a Taurus. Have a Taurus? I used to have a Taurus. Or anything. You hit an F-150. So if you hit an F-150 5 years ago, and you do that today, that insurance company is going to have to pay out 60% more than what it would have been 5 years ago for a claim.
For a used car.
For a used car, yeah. The average cost of replacement parts has risen 21.9%.
Right.
Now, how they get these statistics, I have no idea.
Right.
But I think I would agree with that. The general, I think it is harder to get parts. Parts are more expensive. Repairs are more expensive.
Right.
Average cost of motor vehicle labor cost has risen nearly 30%. So they're saying even the labor rates have gone up.
Right.
Here's a big one. Medical inflation has risen over 14.3%.
Yep.
So that would be like, go to the hospital these days. It's costing more money. So obviously this is an indirect or maybe a direct result of why insurance rates are going up. Insurance companies are not, they are a business, they have to be solvent. I mean, you don't want to be you don't want to be with an insurance company that's having financial problems, right?
Right.
Because
we only write with different carriers that are A and best rated
as an A or better,
because you want to make sure what carrier you have can pay their claims.
And we've had that where I've seen a company go south, and they are regulated for the most part by the state that they're in, because that's you've got you have some carriers called a non-admitted company, which is different than maybe a standard carrier that's regulated by the Department of Insurance. So I think you're going to continue to see rates go up,
right?
And it's going to be.
It's unfortunate for the consumer. It's unfortunate for the people that are actually writing insurance, even in our industry, because people are not happy about it. There's not a lot we can do, but try to shop them and help them any way we can.
Well, let's talk about, and I know we're getting ready to have the break here, but What can we do to try to alleviate some of these insurance increases? Mm-hmm. And what can we do? Because we know your rates can go up. Right. We're taking a proactive stance right now. So we know we have a carrier that's going up, and we're going to be doing some, we call remarketing. And that's the value of doing business with an independent agent, because we've got different options. And it's kind of like, you know, if you're in a car, if you have your pistons go up and down in your motor,
right.
we may have some companies that are up and some are down.
Right.
And we can talk about between the two to see which better, you know, which rates are better.
Thankfully, we're independent, so we have a lot of options for carriers that we have. If you're not happy with one, we can write with another.
And we're not married to any of them.
No, we're doing what's best for you as the customer, as well as what's the best coverage for the best price.
That's right. Okay, so after the break, we will be back talking about the, you know, I guess the shock in the pocketbook, rate increases are happening, and
in Georgia,
what we can do maybe to help alleviate some of that.
Correct.
We'll be back after the break. I'm Mark Moore with my wife Kathy Moore on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. And we'd like to let you know where our locations are here in Georgia and North Carolina. We have 5 locations. 3 of those are called More Insurance Services, Inc. And we're located in Blairsville, right there across from Home Depot, and next to the post office there in the South States Bank building, right there. We're in this separate wing there. Please come by and see our agents there is Ashley Miller, Cindy Odom, Greg Buchanan, and Joanne Grezik. They like to help you with your insurance needs there. Then you can go and see us also in Hiawassee. On our location there is on 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're right next to the hospital and the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see Rose Roost there. And lastly, our third location for More Insurance is located on Highway 64 in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Mandy Sosby, Amy Kitchens, Diane Lampe, Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, Vaughn Hobbs. We're all there to help you with your insurance needs there as well. Then we have another location located in Murphy, North Carolina on Highway 64, right past Arby's. Come by and see Velda Dockery, Emily McKeon, and also our newest one, Heather Temple, for your insurance needs there in Murphy. And then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, which is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance. You can come by and see Carrie Van Zant, Jeremy Payne, and Kathy Hunter. And then also you can check us out on Facebook and on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can also locate and hear all these podcasts, all the radio shows there on our website. You can access them there. You can request a quote. And you can check us out there, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Okay. So today we're talking about sticker shock. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about you know, rates, or we're seeing rates to start to tick up here. You know, it's on the news. So
right.
If you watch the news, you'll see that the environment in Georgia particularly has not been great, particularly when it comes to
the auto insurance line.
And
it's auto, but we're also seeing some different rate increases on the home side of it, too.
What we're seeing more, actually, Kathy's correct, but what we're seeing is the insurance companies are raising your homeowners' coverage to reflect what's going on with the inflation in the country. So building a house today with today's rates are a lot higher than they were, say, 3 years ago.
Correct.
I've heard as high as it was as low as $200, but I mean that's really high compared to what it used to be. When I got into business years ago, you could build a house for $60 a square foot.
Right.
Now we're talking like a $200 minimum just to build a house, but it's not unusual to be $300 a square foot, which is crazy.
Right.
I mean, it's just absolutely, you know, $150 used to be that way that not long ago. So what the insurance carriers are doing is they're actually taking on your policy, there's an inflation guard. The idea is to keep your house kind of tracking along with inflation. And so what they're doing is they're increasing that number from, say, 3% to maybe 12%.
Right. And it
so all of a sudden you're paying more money, but you're also getting a lot more coverage.
Right.
I mean,
your coverage A amount will be higher.
Yeah, on your house. So if you have a $300,000 house and the inflation guard kicks it up 10%, now you're getting another $30,000 coverage on your house, and that does go into your price because yeah, your rates went up or your premium went up, mm-hmm. but maybe the rate didn't go up. It's just you know, I've got more coverage because the inflation guard has been applied to the policy.
Right.
And, you know, we've always preached about having the, you know, the guaranteed home replacement cost endorsement on your house.
If you can get it.
If you can get it, or at least have some kind
of
barriers.
Some carriers do that, some don't.
So, but particularly in auto, I think the auto is just a straight old rate increase.
Right.
So what do we do? I mean, so we talked about discounts before.
Right.
What we're doing as an agency to try to be proactive is right. we are actually in a remarketing campaign.
Right.
We're only changing somebody over or letting them have the option to change over if we're saving them money. Now, obviously, right. we wouldn't change anybody if we're not going to save them money.
Right.
And we want to save them at least maybe a percentage or a dollar amount to be able to even, you know, if we're saving right. somebody $5, then what's the point?
Right. You know, unless it's better coverage, I wouldn't
We
do
have
it. Right.
had some where we had a huge one. It was down in Murphy. I think Velda saved somebody over $1,000. It's right. just because we remarketed their account. Right. You know, one company to another.
But we're not just, when we say remarketing, we're not looking just at the one line of business, like just the auto. We're looking at the package as a whole to try to minimize all their discounts.
Discounts. Well, what we're trying to do is, right, see, we, you know, there are different places and places you can buy insurance. At our agency, we're looking at writing, we're looking for more of a relationship with our customer versus just having, hey, I got some cheap auto price. You know, right. we're looking for the home, the auto, the umbrella.
Right.
Well, I would say that I would consider ourselves a coverage agency because I believe that your price of insurance is unknown until you have a claim. You may have wasted $50,000. Yeah, I saved money on premium, but what we're hoping to be able to is come back behind the scenes after a claim is be there where we've saved money on the back end because they were covered properly. That's our right. goal, to have somebody that's covered right. properly.
That's right.
So to get what we're doing, I said, to be practical, we're going to try to reduce remarketing. It's very difficult to do sometimes because we have thousands of customers. But if we know one carrier is going to take a big rate increase, that's the one we're trying to look at. Mm-hmm. We do want to have a, you know, I believe in having your home and auto with the same carrier.
Right.
If you can, I think that's beneficial because you get
multi-policy discounts.
You have a less chance of being canceled if you have just a mall on auto or mall on home, which means that's all you got, just one line with them. You're just insuring your home with them. You have a higher chance of being canceled. We've seen that happen before, too. That kind of comes from experience of seeing what can go on.
Right.
I think that, you know, this is a free market economy, so, you know, if you want to shop your coverage, but be an educated consumer. And don't just go out there and I save money, but then you cut out a lot of coverages because you
make sure
save
you're comparing
money.
It. What do we call it? Apples to apples, not apples to oranges, because you could eliminate some type of coverages that you might need.
How much more insurance could we sell if we did that, Kathy? If we just went there and cut people's coverages out,
it would be, we
could sell tons of policies.
But that's not, we don't feel
that's
good about that because
that's
not going to help you in a claim situation. And so that's a big deterrent from doing something like that. The other thing with the discounts, we want to make sure if you're having a rate increase, you can always look at your deductible. You can always try to, you know, increase your deductible to somehow offset and lower your premium. That's an option that you can do when you have a rate increase.
Yeah, so the higher your deductible, the more you're taking on that you're going to pay if something claim happens, and you get a discount for that.
Right.
But I think your number one thing.
Painful. We talked about that, I think, last
The paid in full discount
is a pretty substantial one if you can pay in a full.
If you're a company that does that.
Right. There's not all of them do it, but that's also helpful.
So I think we would talk about multi-policy discounts, which means your home and auto is with the same company. Mm-hmm. You get a discount on your home, and you're also going to discount on your auto.
Right.
Then you may want to take a higher deductible and take more of the risk. That's going to save some money.
Right.
What else, Kathy?
If it's on auto, you can have higher deductibles on comp and collision. That's always helpful to do. And Save Georgia, of course, you've got uninsured motorist deductibles. You can increase that, I guess, as well. But there's different things you can do on that as well.
Well, we've had employees come over from what we call a direct rider, which means they have one company. And that's all they can do. There's no...
Where to put them if something happens.
Well, we have the opportunity to remarket. Like, we can go out there and run your rates through our comparative rater.
Right.
And we can have six or seven prices for you.
Right.
We have
a lot of carriers, which I don't know if everyone knows about. So we represent Allstate, auto owners, Foremost,
Cincinnati, Safeco,
which is a division of Liberty Mutual. We have Progressive, of course. We do have Nat Gen. We do have a lot of different personal lines carriers. We have a lot of cut hairs for our commercial lines as well, and life. So please come and talk to somebody if you need help with your insurance. We'll be able to help you and try to move you if you are unhappy. And what's nice with us. And we're in different states as well, so we can help that person.
It's always good when a customer lets us have a chance at it, because sometimes we have to really run a fine line, because some people we've actually quoted, they like their insurance company so much they won't move.
Right.
And I think it's good to be loyal, but sometimes if you're saving enough money, I think you consider moving.
And the same coverage or better coverage. Yeah. That's
and I don't know, like, you know, it is some advantages to have your same carrier for many years, because you get you know, relationship with a carrier. So we are out of time.
Yes.
So we will be back next week. I'm Mark Moore. This is Kathy Moore.
We're independent insurance agents.
Independent insurance agents on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.